On the streets of Washington, there's a new wave of violence. In many neighborhoods, on any given day or night, gunfire rings out. Since the beginning of 2008, the nation's capital has seen a sharp rise in gun violence. In the last 2 months, guns were used in more than 330 crimes, up nearly one-third over the same time last year. There's been everything from assaults with deadly weapons to armed robberies to homicides.
I've been shot. Nothing has been done about it.
Shonda Smith knows about gun violence all too well. Not only was she shot and robbed in 1990, but 3 years later, she lost two of the most important people in her life.
I guess the car was following them. The gentleman got out, immediately shot him. The car rolled up here on the curb and landed right here. And this is where my kids died.
Smith's 15-year-old daughter, Volante, and her 19-year-old son, Rodney, were gunned down in an instant on this street corner. The gunman mistook them for somebody else. Smith says over the last 20 years, gun violence in the District of Columbia has ripped families apart.
I've had three foster brothers killed, nine nephews killed, murdered, that nobody, all of them are unsolved. I've met hundreds of mothers in this city, all of their murders are unsolved. A lot of these kids are losing their parents, a mother, father dead, and people just act like it's their problem. Where are the parents are dead.
Although the city has some of the toughest gun laws in the country, the Metropolitan Police lists more than 6,500 people killed and thousands wounded by guns in the city since 1980. The violence has hit the African American community especially hard. Police say a large majority of the shooting victims and those who commit gun crimes are young blacks in their teens, 20s, and 30s. These police officers are members of the department's gun recovery unit, made up of 24 officers and 3 detectives. Their job since November has been to canvass crime-plagued neighborhoods for weapons in an effort to cut down gun violence. Sergeant Justin Truby says searching for weapons can be all-consuming.
Yeah, a lot of times we'll spend the whole day, we stop 100 cars a night, you know, for traffic violations and find nothing. And then other nights you'll stop one car, there'll be several guns in a car.
The gun recovery team says in April, officers took 60 guns off the street, one-third more than their average. This was their haul in just a few days in May. Captain Brian Harris says officers rely on tips from informants and other means.
They recover a large amount of handguns off the street, but they focus a lot on handgun recovery. They do traffic stops, aggressive enforcement. They'll use narcotics enforcement operations where it's supposed to be, or they believe people are armed, search warrant activities.
These officers admit they face an uphill battle because criminals often bring guns into Washington from nearby communities in Maryland and Virginia. There, most guns are legal and easy to buy. Law enforcement officials say one way to slow the flow of guns would be to track down criminals who illegally buy and sell them. Chris Simpkins, VOA News, Washington.